You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Sweat to death.
No, you, oh wow, I'm glad that got on there. I just sweat to death. What would make you wear the fucking hoodie? You got creepy. All your clothes.
Well, it's Valentine's Day.
You got every outfit possible.
Everyone. Valentine's Day, and it says brotherly love. Gay. And I wanted to, exactly,
the
right, mayor.
Well, are you gonna,
I wanted to support gay love this Valentine's Day.
These cheeks later?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes, I will.
I can read you like a very. Not fucking. I can read you like a book that is not willing to fuck my ass.
You think I'm not willing to fuck your ass, Andy?
Yeah, because I could hear you. You could bust that
no,
out.
No, I was talking my sexy voice and I was too far from.
Yeah,
the sexy voice doesn't. It's built for whispering.
You get real sexy, you just get a fucking unsexy stutter. You get a this, dick,
the stutter. The
you
stutter,
get a
the,
dick the, softening the, stutter.
The stutter is sexy, Andy.
Oh, am I? Boner's going down. Oh, by the way, we got a guest. What's up, Tyler?
Oh, hey guys.
It was so funny because we were not talking. Not talking, and the second one of us hit record, it's like, fuck my ass.
Yeah, that happened so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, we go zero to fuck my ass pretty quick.
It just went. It went, it's a little warm in here, record, fuck my ass.
Fuck my ass. Yeah. I go zero to fuck my ass real quick. Rup.
But, Nate, you did know you were going to be in a small room with three big boys.
Yeah, I just wasn't thinking. You know, it was just starting to cool. It's February. It should still be kind of cold.
Dude, with the seating placement.
Climate change and all that shit.
With the seating placement, it looks like Nate's the lucky bachelor and he wants to pick which fatty he wants.
I do love him. Thick.
Dude, the fat dating game. All right, Andy, if we were to go out, where would you take me?
Here's my first question. How many sides do I get? Will you look weird at me when I put ketchup on my steak?
Dude, I was watching my 600 pound life clips today.
You put ketchup on your steak?
No. That would be
more selfish. Dude, come on, guys. Let people be free. Let them put the ketchup on their steak.
I was just curious. I wasn't judging. Nope.
No.
My dad puts ketchup on his steak, and I will not let him
live free.
We went to like an expensive steakhouse, and then he asked for ketchup for his French fries, and then dipped the steak when the waiter wasn't looking.
Yo, that's a move from a man who knows who he is.
Yo, ketchup at a nice place is like people get so mad at that, and I overdo ketchup. Like I you know.
Why don't you make your own fucking ketchup if you don't like me eating the ketchup?
Yeah, like just exactly. If you want to be so fine dining and make some homes like home in home ketchup, it was one place where they did, and it was shit. Like it was homemade ketchup. It was spicy for no reason.
Homemade versions where you're like, no, give me the overprocessed. I had freshly squeezed orange juice at fucking what's the
farmer's market?
What's the hipster? Into the mic?
Yeah.
My fault. I normally scream so much that the mic's going to pick me up. I just get in the vicinity of a mic. What is it, Whole Goods? No.
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. They
Whole
have fresh
Foods.
Andy knows Whole Foods inside and out. He just doesn't want to ruin Whole his Foods. Image.
No, we went a couple times because they did, when I still live with my parents, they had a Whole Foods right there. But like we'd go like two or three times. And just, you could grab like two things and they'll be like, that's $40. And you're like, how? What happened? What happened?
But I got spaghetti sauce and noodles.
Yeah, but I got freshly squeezed orange juice and I was like, nah, I want the frozen thing and I want the thing in the freezer.
Real quick, I wanted to ask Tyler something real quick because you brought up your dad and his steak habits. Which one of your, I know you have one parent that's hilarious. Is it your dad or is it your mom?
Well, there's the one that was on heroin. I don't talk to anymore.
Like, are you talking
about... That was the thing I thought was really funny.
My birth mom, the one I haven't seen since second grade.
that might be what I had a good laugh about by myself and couldn't remember until just now what it was.
That funny story of mine.
Did you have like a one of those sharp Nate laughs? Where you're like, ha!
I can't remember. I remember when you and Brian St. John, another hilarious comic friend of ours, y'all were doing y'all podcast.
Yeah.
And me and Andy did it. That's the thing I remember the most from that day was you talking about your mom being like just the most fun that a mom could be.
If you say so. It wasn't very fun. I was covered in my own shit and piss most of the time. Yeah.
That's a good goof. That's a good bit. Uh-huh. I haven't changed you.
Yeah, my mom was just like, this is jackass and this is neglecting my kid.
All right, we're back. Fuck my ass.
Damn, I feel like we got right back in the convo.
Yeah, I just wanted to hit us back into that groove.
So, Tyler, you're covered in shit and pee, and your mom's going, what happened?
What's that like? Sounds like life fucked you in the ass. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Dude, how... I don't know.
We don't got to interview Tyler.
I kind of want to know, though.
Yeah, I do. I did really want to talk about your mom, but yeah, I didn't remember it being so sad.
Have you seen her since?
Not since the second grade. My first day of second grade was the last day I saw her.
Yeah.
Oh, how'd she drop you off?
I don't remember how I got to school.
Someone
that
cleaned
day.
All the shit.
That wasn't the memorable part.
The memorable part was her never coming back?
The memorable part was, yeah, her not showing up to pick me up. Then, like, Child Protective Services driving me to my house to pick up clothes, which is where we ran into my dad and my stepmom. We're already there packing up my stuff and my brother's stuff.
Oh, so he had already talked to your mom and knew that she was gone.
So my mom had told Child Protective Services that my dad was dead. Because she thought that
good goof. Yo, your mom's got bits.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get welfare for drugs.
This guy died.
Yeah. Well, I think her logic was like, if he's dead, he can't take my kids. But then the government just takes them.
Yeah.
But so I just remember pulling up to the basically motel we lived at, and just mine and my brother's stuff getting thrown over the railing into the parking lot in garbage bags. And then that was just the last time
I
was ever there.
The motel we lived at.
It was like a step up from a motel, but barely an apartment.
No, that's like a...
You were the saddest part of Ozarks.
Yeah, dude, you lived in a prostitute house. You lived in a brothel.
Is this why you're so big? You're hoarding food in case it all goes away?
Probably. I think so, because, before I moved in with my dad, it was just cold cheese sandwiches and fruit snacks.
Damn, a cold cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting a...
Butt bread. Yeah. Cold cheese sandwich.
Yeah, the sandwich is always butt bread, because drug addicts love bread.
It's a loaf of butt bread.
Yeah, his family did so many drugs they only got a loaf of butt bread. Like, this is what you get when you don't even get EBT. Butt bread.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, I'm gonna be honest. It's pretty funny, but it's more sad than I remembered it being.
It's pretty sad. Because you don't have Brian giggling the whole time.
That definitely might have lightened the mood. He was like, listen to his dumb deadbeat mom.
Oh, yeah, you don't have Brian will... Yeah, he'll like tell you a story where you're like, oh, that's horrifying, but he's giggling the whole time. So you're like, is it? I don't know what's happening.
St. John might be one of the funniest at being mean.
He's
for real mean.
Yeah.
Remember when we were at the beach house, we were all on mushrooms. He was like, yo, watch out for that porch where you die like that girl's mom.
Another comic's mom who fell, hit her head, and died.
Oh my god! It was so funny.
He also made me laugh. Not to make this about St. John, but he made me laugh once we were outside of that other show we did together. Alex Nicholas run.
Yeah,
and he was trying to like get some lady, like bark some lady in, and he was like, you know, free comedy show here, and she was like, sorry, I'm not old enough to get in. And he goes, perfect. I love that. She was like a solid 18, 19, but yeah, you know, it's just so funny. I want to paint the picture. She wasn't like about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, it doesn't matter. The news. That's gross. You heard the news report come over the wire? Young pussy's gross.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, because Leo, he's dating a new 19-year-old.
And they're being shitty about it?
Yeah, and they're being, and like they were showing pictures, and it's like, yeah, no, like, hell yeah. Like, I get it. Like, 19's young, but like, not that 19-year-old. That 19-year-old he's dating is like 25.
Pornhub has showed me that that's not the way America feels, actually. And what I mean by that is, like, a lot of times they have, like, the trending names or whatever.
They're all new bios.
I don't even know them, so I'll, like, click them. Like, who's the new hot chick? And, I did one the last time I was jerking, and it was, I can't remember her name, but, fuck, and I just was, like, yesterday. But it was, like, oh, she's popular because she has no tits and she's small. Like, yeah. That's, and she was like the number one trending fucking thing on Pornhub, and it's just like, all right, America.
So you're saying everyone in America is secretly a pedophile, actually?
At least most dudes. Not me. I love them fat. I love fat bitches, so she did nothing for me.
I like a big and worn out.
But I do kind of feel that way after that.
Nah, isn't it always whenever they do, like,
order, like, kids like me?
When, what?
Trying to find ladies, like, when I was a kid, trying to find ladies.
Are you,
like,
identifying as a kid?
No. Maybe.
You're just trying to get away
with something. Is that a loophole?
Yeah, that's
something. Did we just find a loophole?
You're like a minor identifying person.
Minorly identifying.
I don't like that joke. Might be because I'm short. It might be because
if we put a pinwheel hat on you, you immediately become a kid.
Maybe it's because you're drinking celery juice with ice.
It is celery juice. It's celery juice, cucumber, and a little bit of green apple.
Is that really celery juice?
It's celery juice.
It's like you take a sip of a green drink, and I was just like, "What's going on?"
Yeah,
I'm being healthy. Y'all are polluting your body with. No, I'm not gonna booze shame.
Man, dude. Well, I'm gonna celery. Shame, that's fucking lame, dude.
It is gay. I can feel my estrogen. Like, I'm developing tits from this healthy drink.
Maybe on like a Wednesday or a Monday or a Thursday. That's not a Tuesday night.
The Eagles lost the Super Bowl, and I was like, I got to get my life in order. No. And that's what happened.
Oh, you're only drinking green stuff?
Well, this is
no. We're mad at him.
No.
He was in Philly and he fucking bailed on the party. We're mad at him.
Wait, you were in Philly?
He was in Philly.
I was in Philly. He
was a mile up the street, too.
That was pretty close.
I was trying to figure out what you were doing.
Same street.
And every time I asked LaMair, it never made sense. Yeah, I was like, does he have a show? And he's like, no. And I was like, but he has.
All right, listen.
He came to hang.
Listen, yeah, I came to hang, but let me just say everything real quick.
Your brother's not here anymore.
So this is everything that happened to me, right? So I show up.
If there's another podcast. You were recording bras.
Guys, come out the closet.
You were recording bras in your ass, weren't you?
Guys, come out the closet. I'm talking to myself now.
DIYA, dude.
Oh, wait, he's schizophrenic. That's what it is.
No, all right, so I get there. On my way down, I take a ton of edibles. So that's like part of it. But the other part of it is
I
get
to... edibles before you found parking in Philly?
No. So I got an Airbnb. The room I was at was supposed to have, I got like an email. The day before, that they're like, so there's some damages.
No window.
Actually, the exact opposite.
Nate,
so I gotta wait. So I get there, like, there's some damage that we have to fix in the unit you were going to have. So we moved you, and I get there, and it's just big windows overlooking the city. And I was like, this is my Valentine's Day. I'm not going anywhere. I know.
Where you were is a bad part of the city, too. It's not even that nice.
Also, but it was going to be great. I could tell it was going to be great if they won. Like, I was going to be able to go right into the mix with like a fucking five minute walk. I could tell by how when they lost, the streets were still near me. Were like it was cluttered, but with people walking home.
Yeah,
and like the cops were like directing traffic and shit.
When we were leaving, because LaMair has to talk to everyone we walk by, every single person he hit them with a Go Birds, and there was just a sad Go Birds. Just right back at everyone, at us.
Yeah. You were still hitting them Go Birds, like, we'll get them next year, and they're just giving you that Go Birds.
Yeah, dude, but next year's the Lions year, so...
That was your bet, right?
Mm-hmm. Next year? That's true. Eagles 2025, 26 then.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm against. I don't want to see the Lions succeed.
I don't know. If
that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. All the good vibes I'm putting to your fucking city that you've never lived in.
I know. I lived there. I lived there before you were born.
Yeah, you never lived Literally. There, dude. You never even been an adult in Philly. That doesn't
count. No, I haven't been an adult in Philly.
That doesn't count, dude. I'm more Philly than you.
Maybe. Except
See, look
my
at
beard.
You.
But my
you're
beard.
Posing. Nah, dude. Wait,
my beard, though. Where's your beard?
You're a phony.
Where's your beard?
You're a phony, dude. You're
still, no, you're a phony.
You're still in,
you don't
still
have
in
a beard.
Philly Valor.
You don't have a beard.
It's in there.
You don't have no beard.
It's coming in.
Your beard's never coming.
It's coming in, dude.
Nobody's going to buy it. Wait. Tyler, how are you?
I don't have a beard.
Tyler, how do you feel about Nate abandoning us for the windows?
Tyler was at the party.
Wait, what did you
I was at the
Tyler
party.
Tyler was there. Allie was there.
You guys were just fucking titty slapping each other.
No, we ate dino nuggies at Drew's place.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some Y'all beautiful had dino wings.
Nuggies. And then we smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, someone had a gun and we all got scared.
Yeah. Yeah. It was scary.
Why'd y'all get scared of one gun?
Because it was loaded.
Get my gun right
it
now.
Was loaded and the safety was off.
It was a lot of swinging.
Well, somebody had the safety off.
It was a lot. It was
gun.
A lot of
doing
if
a
we
lot of gun talking.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of gun.
There's a lot of if we lose, I'm shooting someone in the head.
Yeah. All right, who was this?
He kept saying this joke where he's just like, if we lose, everyone's getting got. I just have to pick who gets it first.
Yeah. Why can't we say it's Phil? It's PA. The gun's legal.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. Maybe the gun's not legal. Yeah. All right. Then I know who y'all are talking about. I don't.
It was you.
No, mine's legal. Mine's legal.
Dude, man. It was crazy, dude.
That was a joke. All of this is a joke. Parody.
You're talking about, I'm going to be in Philly. I'm going to be
in
Philly.
I was in Philly.
We're going to fucking hang. Where are you going to be at?
I was in Philly. I was. And then I.
What did you do? Just get an Airbnb?
I got an Airbnb to be in Philly for like the celebrations and shit, chill, go to a party or something.
You got an Airbnb just to potentially flip a car with some white college fucks.
Yeah, you only live once, bro.
Fair enough. It'd be the best night to experience that.
Yeah.
You just high-five them. Let's go, bros.
Let's get some more IPAs in us. Except that was really my idea.
You run out there with, yeah, that you would get those.
Yeah. But that's like, just
you could have some of the IPAs I brought. You just run out in like a polo shirt and a fucking fitted hat. You're like, let's go, fellas.
Tyler brought the dino nuggies.
You brought the dino? That was you?
Allie bought them, but I brought Allie, so I think I get to count as bringing the dino nuggets.
Allie was unhinged early.
Man, I had a good time by myself. I had lemon pepper wings.
They had wings.
Yeah, we had wings.
Were they lemon pepper, though?
There were three different kinds.
Oof. Mm-hmm. All right. What was it? Buffalo?
Salt and garlic.
Salt and garlic.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
I don't
can't
know
remember
what
the other one.
Me neither.
But it was good. Must have been barbecue.
Yeah,
barbecue is very forgettable.
There was barbecue. We have pulled pork too.
Yeah, no, nice. It was a good time. To be honest, more than anything, what got me was the edibles and the drinking. I came down
and then not wanting to hang out with us from the beginning.
No, yeah. I wanted to hang out with y'all. That's why I started texting. No, who text? Did you text me first or did I text you first?
I think I text you first. Like, where you at? You weren't even going to say nothing.
No, I did text you.
You weren't going to say nothing.
I got it, saw the big ass windows. It was like, oh no. I had plans.
There's probably no windows over there.
I Googled Drew's address and I was like, oh, this is just a house.
It's right there, dude. It was right there, too.
It's a two floor house.
It was probably, would you have driven or walking over?
It was. I would have driven. But which, was,
oh, you would have gone right back then.
No, no parking.
Dude, I think I got there and I was like, because I got there a little late and I was listening to the game on the radio. And where is this in like South Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I think I spent a whole quarter's length of time looking for parking. And I parked in one spot and I was like, I ended up like, I don't know if this is a spot. Because like Philly's always like, you go and search, everyone makes a joke about the PPA, like they're, and they are like fucking hawks. But then in other areas, people will drive up like the side of a fucking house or in the middle of the road or whatever. So in like certain areas, there's no rules whatsoever. Yeah. In other areas, there's only rules. And I was like looking at this spot, I was like, I think this is like a no rules spot. And then there was a nice lady on her front porch and she was just like, they're going to hit your car there. She was like, you better back up there. Don't worry. We park there all the time, sweetie. And I was like, thank you.
Tyler had a parking ordeal.
You had a bar. Okay, so it sounds like I had the best time.
No.
I had the best time.
No, you didn't. Dude.
I saw y'all.
It sounds like your nightmare. You were too high on edibles and your team lost. That sounds like a nightmare.
No, that was pretty. That was a yeah. bummer. I was sitting there and I was cocky too.
You didn't have all of us to cheer you up when we lost.
Nope.
Yeah.
We all together watched Donkey Hit by Train.
Yeah, it was so funny.
You watched what?
We were watching animals getting murked by cars.
Can we pull it up?
Donkey get hit
Can
by
we pull
train?
Up Donkey?
I think that's Patreon.
That's Patreon. That's Patreon.
Right, right, right. It's a good video.
It's a good video.
PITM. What's the Patreon again?
Patreon.com/PITM.
Patreon.com. I was going to say Patreon. I was going to say PITM.com/Patreon.
You were fucking it up so much on High Society. It was so funny.
What did I
do? You were PITM.com/Patreon.
I was kind of drunk when we left High Society.
I was shit faced.
Yo, I was gone. We had Four Locos.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, how many?
No, we had Four Locos.
Honestly, me and Johnny split. We actually
split.
Loco.
We split up.
It was so bad.
Yeah,
it was so bad. But yeah, no, we just kept drinking, and then Nate.
We said a lot of nice things about you while we were there.
Oh yeah, we were complimenting you. We were like, it's not annoying that he wasn't here.
Check out High Society Radio if you want to hear all the nice things we said about LeMaire.
And we were cruising, we were having a fun time, and then like normally they wrap it up between like an hour 15, but Nate was like, hold on. I'm going to need to talk about cum walks for 45 minutes.
Yo, it did. It
he
came up
about it so it, long.
It came up casually. I didn't force it. I didn't go, by the way, guys, real quick.
Oh, because we got to get you on the bonfire to like let them know. Yes, they were talking about cum walks, apparently.
They were talking about them a little bit ago, and I was like, I wish Nate was there.
They were talking about them like they didn't understand them, and I was like, in my head.
You're the foremost expert.
And then fucking Harrington met fucking text Big J while we're there. Would you like Nate Marshall or on the expert of cum walks?
Would you like to talk to Nate Marshall about cum walks? Not like, hey, hop on a podcast and talk about cum walks.
And you know Jay might have Googled it and then just saw the poet.
That's actually real good. If you embarrass yourself in front of people you don't know very well, they'll look you up and then just remember the poet.
The poet, like, yeah, I can't believe that poet wouldn't stop talking about cum walks.
No, he probably talks about it so nice, though.
Like a beautiful, I mean, I talk about it pretty
much. Rope on porcelain skin.
No, we found out.
I don't, just people being like, I don't like his subject matter, but his prose is beautiful.
We found
a
out
down Madison. And
we found out Nate was deep into the lifestyle.
Well, not deep into the lifestyle.
You were.
I haven't done one.
Oh, okay, fair.
That's when you're deep.
You're more of an analyst.
I'm a cum walk analyst. I'm a Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, you're cum walk A. Smith.
No, you're Stephen A. Skeet, dude.
But no, there was no girl he didn't know the full name and social security number of.
Armana Kimona? That's the queen of the cum walk, right?
I want to come on you?
I'm Artemis.
Artemis
Kimona. Yeah. Or I'm saying it wrong, but yeah.
I think
see?
Right.
Even LeMaire, she does like a million of them.
Yeah, that's her thing.
I don't think she would be a successful porn lady if she didn't do cum walk.
Andy, when you dropped me to my knees earlier today with your beautiful group message, I had to go. I had to do some research.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That got you?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, because you were trying.
You did research on the person we were talking about?
You were trying. No.
Oh, just in general.
Yeah, and Artemis Kimona came out.
Oh, you went?
Well, it's...
You dove in?
No, do you know... Okay, I have a Twitter list. I have a list full of my...
Wait, Tyler, you know cum walks, right?
I've heard Nate talk about them. It's the only reason I know what they are.
There's probably it's too funny. Many
Tyler
people.
And Nate, Tyler and Nate never talk, but he still had long conversations about it.
Yeah.
Oh man,
she's in my list. I have a secret porn Twitter list that I keep to myself. She's in the list.
She's a queen. She shows like every. You don't gotta buy hers because she just puts them on Twitter.
Yeah,
and hers are very expensive. I looked into it. They're out of my tax bracket.
Yeah, I just came up with a new joke about.
It's about cum walks.
Yeah. It's a bully finding a kid's mom's OnlyFans.
Yeah,
that would be the worst, right? Because then
or it's
like,
gonna be every other kid in about 10 years.
Yeah.
It's still gonna be the worst.
Yeah. It might even be hard to bully somebody if your mom had OnlyFans, because then it's just gonna be like 10 other dudes. Like, we'll fuck you up. All our moms have OnlyFans.
You might be fucked if your mom doesn't have an OnlyFans.
You got a dork mom. Yeah, like
nobody wants to jack off to your mom, dude. Your mom's not even hot enough to have an OnlyFans.
No. Your mom was in the top 90% on OnlyFans. Come on,
think about it this way. Shut up.
Oh, what's your mom? $3 a month?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. That's a queen. You hit $3 a month, yeah. You put that sale up.
I watched your mom take back shots for $3 a month. Shut out of him. That's the ultimate win. It's the ultimate win. If you bully somebody, you're like, I only pay $5 once and I get to see your mom get cummed on every day.
Oh yeah, cause I screen recorded them. Yeah. You think I'm not screen recording your mama?
Yeah, and like, I sent it to the school.
And they're taking you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And the principal's just like, I don't care, I collabed with her last month. They tell you it's my favorite Twitter account. It's called OnlyFans Girls L's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah.
It'll be girls being like, all right, guys, seriously, I cut the monthly price in half. I really need to pay rent. Let's fucking go, guys.
Yeah, or just ladies talking about how much they didn't make. Like, I've been doing it for 6 months. I made $80.
I showed so many people my butthole.
Not even. I showed four people. Yeah. But now,
no one wants my butthole.
Yeah, I mean, if I get a girl, if I got a girl I knew, because at that point they knew you personally. If it's like you only made $80, that's all people who you went to high school with.
If you're only making $80 on OnlyFans, no one's stumbling on that.
Yeah, yeah. No one's like saw your Instagram and was like, I need this.
Yeah.
Does that make it worse? That's sadder.
That's sadder.
It's so much sadder.
It's the most sad.
Damn. That's most OnlyFans people though, probably.
Probably.
Now you're like, two of those are my mom and dad.
They were being supportive.
My mom and dad won't even pay for my OnlyFans. They don't care about me.
The funny ones are those when they, like, you ever seen those when the girls, the L's, where it's like my dad or my uncle found my OnlyFans, and then it's like a message from them being like, saw your work, champ. Shit like that.
I saw one on Twitter the other day that was like, this girl was like, how dare you fucking tell my little brother about my OnlyFans? Now he'll never talk to me ever again. And he called her a slut.
Like a message thread or something, right?
So many messages. And he's just like, I knew you were a fucking dumb slut. The funniest one is, yeah, when you get caught and then there's like people being like, this all makes sense because of how you are, you bitch.
Yeah, but they're all queens.
Nate.
But
if they breathe, they are foster. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Come
on. What if they hold their breath for a little bit? Is that like a thought? Is that like, what if I want to propose? Do I just say, hold your breath so I don't propose to a thought?
She's going
to
have to breathe again eventually, dude.
But she's at that point, I've done my deed.
You wiped her up. Now
she turned into a thought after.
As soon as she started breathing, dude, she's a thought.
God damn it.
As soon as she's like, I need that succulent air.
Ooh, that's a whore's way to breathe.
Oh, you breathe like a whore.
Oh, man.
God damn it. I wanted to shout out. I can't remember his name, but we were all at the show we did last Wednesday. It was like one of the first times. Was that his name? Alex?
Alex. Yeah.
Alex Tinley.
I'm Alex. Yeah.
No. Not the guy. Not the comics. I meant the guy who listens to our podcast and subscribes to our Patreon, who actually came out to his show.
Yeah.
That was a cool moment.
Yeah, oh, the guy who actually showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was wild.
Yeah. We've been at shows where people knew us, but it was not like this, you know, that was, I mean, you're in North Carolina. You got that little North Carolina following, but, you know, besides that, there's not a lot of times we've done shows that people showed up that weren't like friends that are like,
yeah.
You or the people we knew. You know what I mean? I was shout out, you know, the table that wouldn't shut up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You were at that show, too.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah, one cool guy brought his four worst friends.
His lady was cool. Nice.
The girls were chill. It was those two dudes. And the one had a slight excuse because he was fucked up.
Yeah.
The other one was just like, I'm here!
Yeah.
Where's my attention?
Yeah. But they were cool. They were cool by the end. They were trying to sell me $400 pounds of weed, which sounds awful. Like, the price is really good, but there's no way that's good weed.
That's how much. That's why I realized
they grow it.
They didn't grow it.
Yeah.
They were like, no, the dude who came, the dude who listens to the podcast was just like, gives me a headache every time.
He said, I only use it to cook, like make Eddie's.
Yeah. He was like, headache every single fucking time I smoke that.
No way. That's terrible.
I thought you meant no way, like that's impossible.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, you were so pro weed.
No, I believe. Normally, like, for a whole pound. That's when I realized I don't know prices.
Over $1,000 for
real weed. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
An ounce is like, it's like if you're getting a good price.
$300.
Yeah, like $250. I think it's dropping in Jersey. I think the prices are from guys are dropping in Jersey now that the legal weed's around.
Yeah.
Gotta have some reason to fucking
go.
Yeah. Yeah.
What movie did you just go see?
What, yesterday?
Yeah, because Tyler's funny because he's like a huge movie guy and he'll see like the like some black and white pretentious French film. But like, didn't you say Magic Mike's like your favorite movie?
Magic Mike XXL is in my top 20 favorite movies.
Yeah.
I thought you were making that up. I thought it was like Tyler, real quick. How could I call Tyler gay? No, real creative.
Tyler's like a fucking just a factory of curveballs.
Yeah, I saw Magic Mike's Last Dance yesterday.
That's what you were going to see.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I didn't know you were crying at Magic Mike.
Is he getting too old for this shit?
No, it's just this one's a romance.
Oh.
What was the first one?
First one's like a kind of about like the financial crisis, and it's, you know, also just about male strippers.
Like, I need to strip. Wait, it's like a real plot, like a real
thing. Oh my god, listeners, Magic Mike spoiler alerts.
Yeah, they're real movies.
I thought they were just like,
you know, he likes it. He got snappy with you. Yeah. He was like, yeah, they're fucking good.
No, this is a war I've been battling.
Do it, dude.
It just sounds like essentially Baywatch of like man's movie Baywatch.
No, you know the Ocean's 11, Ocean 12.
Yeah,
Steven Soderbergh. He also directed Magic Mike. So he's a real director. It's not. They're just
some duds.
Yeah.
But he's not just gonna. Has a story. It has, you know, reasons for existing. It's not just dudes getting naked.
You also like the fourth Matrix, though. So I kind of don't. I don't know, dude. Your opinion's a little sussy.
No, my opinions are right.
You like the fourth Matrix also?
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen the fourth Matrix. I heard all the bad. The fourth Matrix was
so bad.
Is that the one where they were like dancing in the? No, that was like the second or third one.
Yeah.
They were like all the people in the underground space. They were like dancing a bunch and shit.
Oh yeah, the big cave rave.
Yeah,
cave rave.
That's the new one.
That's the second one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Second one was pretty badass.
The first three were the trilogy. The OG trilogy I thought was good.
Yeah,
it was like some of the best CG at the time.
It still holds up. Yeah,
the first one still hits.
Yeah,
the first one hits. Second one
like
hits
the
too.
The story's great. It's got like, you know, it's very now an analogous to life and all this shit. And then like you watch like the CG and shit, it still fucking holds up in a crazy way.
You seem like you don't like the third one. You got a strong opinion on the third one.
Well, because it felt like the third one's ending. I don't even think there should have been a fourth one. The third one was like, I don't know. I didn't like the way it ended.
Wait, did you hate it because the directors became trans?
No. Did you watch the fourth one?
No, I barely remember the second and third one.
I hated it because Neo was a bitch. Neo was a whole bitch.
Wait, Neo is a bitch in the fourth one?
He's a whole bitch. He's a game designer. They have a whole scene where they try to do game design jokes about rioting, and it's like,
he's a game designer?
I forgot. Yeah.
The superhero from the first three movies is a game designer now?
Because he got caught in the Matrix, and he's trying to figure out. Yeah,
the machines put him back in the Matrix and made him forget his. They turned his past into a video game. They took his whole life away from him and turned it into something goofy and trivial. And now it's him rediscovering himself and realize, you know, remembering what's important.
But he's a bitch. He doesn't throw one punch. When he learns how to fight again, he doesn't throw one punch.
Even when he was like, I know Kung Fu again. No,
he doesn't know Kung Fu.
Wait, what?
He doesn't throw one punch all movie. He's like, force field.
I'm so glad I didn't watch this movie. And you like
Did he throw punches?
No, but it's not what he's about now.
Matrix.
Come on, dude. Fuck out of here. He's John Wick. This guy knows how to fight. This guy fights for a living.
Yeah, he fights in John Wick now.
But it's the Matrix. That's like having it doesn't make sense. You can't have a Batman movie and Batman doesn't fight.
Break
like
henchman arms.
Yeah. It's just what he does. He's the one.
God, he had like a little like head pivot was beautiful.
The Matrix also had an underrated video game, not to go sidetrack. Yeah. The like old PS2 joint. Yeah. You could do the little flips off the wall. Yeah. That's some good scenes.
Animatrix was cool too.
Yeah. Animatrix?
Yeah. It was like Animatrix.
I remember that one fucked me up. Because I think that like introduced me into like over the top apocalyptic scenarios. Because that came Animatrix? Out when we were out when we were younger.
The Animatrix is like
I never did some like deep thinking about apocalyptic scenarios. Yeah. And I remember that one like fucked me up.
I feel like saying that makes like through the butterfly effect, the Animatrix is like why you're a libertarian now.
It didn't help. I don't know if it's the reason, but it didn't help. It was definitely along the way. It pushed me in that direction.
It was like one of the first few dominoes.
I was like, wait, robots can take this over? I better have a lot of guns. Fuck.
Dude.
Also, it's too the animation was all like intense and shit.
Yeah. Tyler, what are your top 5 movies of last year? Tyler is a movie guy for the listeners, big movie guy. Even though we just made you sound like the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, even though they shit on your first two opinions. Yeah. Well, aren't you starting like a podcast or something?
I'm trying to start a movie podcast. Until it gets started, I'm doing reviews on my Instagram for Reels. Yeah. I'm going to do at least one a week.
Hell yeah. No, and Tyler definitely, he's like my movie guy. I always ask.
What was your last review?
I reviewed the movie Infinity Pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Skarsgård, right?
Yeah, Alexander Skarsgård, Mia Goth.
Yo, you know they're like fucking super Swedish?
Yeah, he's Swedish as hell.
Yeah, there was some movie, there was some TV show with one of the Skarsgårds on Netflix. And I'm like, they're not speaking English. Yeah. They know all the Swedish real well. Anyway, when you were being interesting and not me.
No, that pisses me off though, that we're outsourcing all our actors. I mean,
Skarsgårds are fucking good though.
What is the
that's the family?
The guy, yeah, they're a whole family.
They act the hell out of shit, dude.
Listen, I want some red blooded Americans.
Oh, you want some like fucking telling Reagan, it. And you want fucking
Kennedy.
Reagan, you want fucking
Will Smith, but not Will Smith because he disrespected comedy. But someone of that stature, just red blooded American, good old actors. Can be multidimensional.
And you know what?
We can't go to another country because they don't got accents.
I agree with you, Nate. And we also need to cast black people as white people. Change it up.
Just do a little white face?
That would be fun.
Just put it black. Just make it black.
But he's still like, he has like a whole family.
He's just like Abe Lincoln. He's still married to Mary Todd, but he's black.
And he's still freeing the slaves. Yeah. And no one ever brings it up.
Yo, that would be hilarious.
We gotta let these niggas go. And they're like, all right, Abe.
You put it like that.
He says it with a cigarette in his mouth. He's like, here's the thing.
He tells General E. Lee, pulls it out. I'm gonna get you, bitch.
Yeah. Like, hey, what's on that hat? Oh, that's my do-rag.
Abe's on Instagram. He's like, Robert, you a bitch. You ain't never gonna get me. I'm out here in these streets.
I mean, watch your chain, Robert.
I'm being DC tomorrow at the 4 Theater, pussy. You don't show up.
He starts doing like a classic Abe Lincoln speech. He's like 4 score and 7. He's like, hold up, let me freestyle the rest of
it. He goes to the South. He's like, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Yeah.
Kick it.
We freeing those slaves, motherfucker.
He goes kicking in the guy to war drums.
They start playing the fife, but it's like on a future song. Yeah. Free the slaves. Free the fucking slaves. Slaves.
Fucking slaves. Yeah, we might have just come up with
his own portrait airbrushed on his hat.
Yo, is Abe wearing a Tweedbird shirt?
Yeah, he got on a Gucci suit.
Oh, no, he's got a Tasmanian devil with a hat backwards shirt. Yeah.
He's just a nigga from the early 2000s.
One leg up, or one fucking... Yeah.
That's good juice. Some good celery juice.
You don't mean that.
I do. I do though. I do mean it. It's got apples and pears. And I was gonna say
what else? Because I was on a smoothie kick in the morning, and like you could put a fucking pound of spinach in there, but if you throw like a kiwi or something, Changes the whole game.
A banana, just a little sweet. Yeah, I got an apple and a pear in there. This is probably not good for me.
What do you mean?
Like a lot of, that's probably too much sugar.
Yeah, but it's like fruit sugar.
I still think it's something.
You can still get diabetes from fruit sugar.
Yeah. But I think turning it into a juice makes it worse, actually.
Because you don't got the fiber attached to it.
Oh, you're in trouble. Go get a beer.
It's a lot of celery, though.
That's good. It's probably better than like the fucking what you would have been eating before.
Yeah, I didn't eat. I've been fucking. Also, I'm hungry as shit. If I had one beer, I had a smoothie and this. I'm gonna eat good tonight.
You drink one beer and you immediately get like all of a Grubhub menu.
Yeah. You, Andy. Sorry, you guys don't have love in your lives. Do you have anything planned? Did you like? Are you going to do anything for
we're not doing anything crazy. We're just going out.
Yeah, we're just
going
to smoke weed, dude. You're the guest. You get first greens.
No, I'm going to stick to my pen because I don't know. I don't want to get the wrong type of high.
I love that. Okay. I'm all about those pens because that pen is like. Because, like, the big thing with, like, smoking or whatever is I wouldn't be able to, like, regulate it properly. Mm-hmm. But that pen's fucking perfect for that.
Do you want to do the spaceship?
Oh, yeah. You got to do the starship.
Starship.
Oh, yeah.
What? I mean, you don't got to do the starship, but, like, if you're cool.
What is that?
You know how you have one pen?
Yeah.
Imagine it was three pens.
Oh, wow. That's wild. That also.
Would you like to go first? Would you like to, you got to cover the carb in the back.
Okay.
When you're ready to take in this.
Now, if you want to save this for the page for some reason.
Okay, should we save this?
I mean, we
don't have to. It's up to you, brother.
Three rhythm carts in there?
Yeah. They're all straight from the dispense.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
three of these, I don't, like, how big is this hit going to be? Is this going to fuck my shit up?
Nah, I'll put it this way. I did a baby hit one time, and I was feeling good for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, so it might fuck your shit up, but, you know.
But also, like, just do it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
How do I do it? Just press the button?
Pull, yeah. Press the button, and pull. Then when you're like, done.
Just imagine you're watching Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And then. Here we go.
There we go.
How do you feel?
Feel fine.
Hey, Tyler did fucking 8 grams his first time doing mushrooms. Yeah. There's nothing he can't take.
Yeah, what was it? Was like a crazy? No, it was an eighth. Right,
an eighth. Yeah, but they were penis envy mushrooms.
I don't know why Andy not knowing drug math was funny to me.
Wait, no,
an eighth. You were. I get why you thought eight.
I swear, I remember. Okay, whatever.
No. An eighth is 3.5 grams. But
was it? Didn't you do fucking?
I've done 4.5 before. That's the most I've ever done.
8's like a crazy amount.
No, you know what was fucking me up? Didn't fucking Pete say?
Yeah, it was Pete. He did.
Pete was saying that when, because he came to Skankfest with us, he was saying on like Saturday from like 1 to 3. Didn't he say he did like 10 grams?
Yeah, he said he ate 10 grams between 1 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
There's no way he did that.
Yeah, he was fine. He was too good.
There's no way he did that.
That's what he told us.
Okay.
He probably had a lot, but 10 grams?
He, at bare minimum, he thinks he did 10 grams.
That means he did a bunch to think he did 10 grams.
He probably did a shitload then.
Yeah. Yeah. But 10 grams, we would have had to babysit Pete.
Yeah.
It would have been like, somebody would have been like, tuck Pete in the back of one of the fucking rooms.
Yeah, he'd be in the streets naked, like, eh.
He don't want to fool Martin Lawrence.
I do vaguely remember him from that. Every time I saw him that day, it looked like he had just gone through something.
Pete does always have a 1,000-mile stare that looks like he just saw his mom get shot.
Dude, Pete, after the Super Bowl, Pete was there at the Super Bowl party. After he ended up staying at my house because he was walking back.
You missed being your roommate?
No.
Dude, he said the funniest thing to me. Like, the first thing he said to me, he's like, I'm like, how you feeling, Pete? He's like, pretty good. He's like, I had 3 IPAs on the bus. And I'm like, Pete, you weigh 100 pounds. That's bad. But they were Dale's Pale Ale. So yeah. I was thinking they were 9%ers or something.
Yeah.
They were
6%.
6.5, but still. Yeah. Just, yeah, he was like, I had 3 on the bus.
Yeah, Pete is the man. Shout out Pete.
Yeah, Pete goes,
if only you came to the Super Bowl party, you could have met everybody, dude.
You would have fully experienced.
You think I know Pete? There's no one who was there that I don't know.
That's not true.
All right, well, who was there? That I don't
exactly
know.
Everyone you knew was there, and you didn't come.
Yeah, I know. I know. Damn, I know. Dude. I look. I could have lied.
The guy with the gun.
You don't know who he is.
Dude, but he seems cool though. He'd have been my new friend. We'd have had a podcast. It'd been the guys with guns podcast. Talking, trying to make jokes, doing this.
Guys with guns needs to be a podcast.
That would be great if you're just waving guns the whole pod.
The whole pod. Guys, just put on a table, spin it. Just, you gotta always be doing something with your gun.
Yeah, just a lot of proving your point like this.
It's just called guns are toys. Yeah.
It's just you constantly be like, don't worry, it's loaded. Okay, now it's not loaded. Fuck that joke.
We put it down on a table. Whoever's talking is like, okay, it's my point now.
It looked fun. I saw you guys doing wrestling chops on each other.
Oh yeah, and
that was to get the pain away.
The pain of the chopping, loss.
Yeah,
that would have been actually pretty good.
We were having some good chops.
They were nice.
And
chops.
I remember I had honor with the chops because I knew LeMaire let me chop the shit out of them. Mm-hmm. And then we were like one more, and I felt myself like involuntarily like pulling away. And LeMaire was like, "All right, last one." I was like, "No. That didn't count." And I was like, I'm doing the same as you. I was like, one more. No, and he kept hitting me in the exact same spot.
Was it your nip? Was he cranking your nip?
He, like right above. He would never hit the
tweeze. The tease.
Yeah, no, he hit the nip. I was like, you could curve it a little.
You hit him once. Lower.
They did so many chops.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was good. It was, yeah,
like you were doing them for a while, and I was like, I guess I'll pull my phone out and record this.
Oh yeah, you did. You had enough time to. You caught us in the middle.
Yeah.
Yo, that's right. That shit we posted on Instagram. That was the tail end.
That was the end.
That wasn't the whole thing. I do. Especially when I'm with my bros, I like to get drunk in a rough house. Yeah. It's fun.
Dude, used to be able to cuddle, but we can't cuddle no more. Bros can't cuddle.
No, we can cuddle right now.
Nah, this gay.
Come on. No,
I already regret it. I don't have it in me, dude. Wait, can I say? I did. I'll be honest.
I thought Andy was going to graze you.
Came real close to the inner thigh.
There was one time, I was like 28, and I was like, Jabri, let's try to cuddle, see what it's like. And he did, and I was like, no way, get out of here.
Every month, he hits us with a new one.
What?
I don't know.
You were just like, let's try to cuddle.
I just wanted to see what it would be like if it still felt this, you know, like if it would feel like when we were like,
hey, you're yearning for touch.
Wait, when was this?
I was like 28.
And you're like, let's spoon for a while?
No, not spoon, just like, no.
Yo, what's the difference?
Wait, you face to face cuddled?
No, just like
you embraced, you tenderly embraced.
No.
Would you sit like couch, like side side? Like you're watching a movie.
Now look,
do you wish you didn't say this?
Were you laying down?
Did you bring it home from polishing off like 10 Craigslist bros and then call you a fucking homo?
This is what happened. We were playing video games, and I was like, "Yo,
got cold.
I'm gonna put my feet on your butt like we used to when we were kids." Because I'd be playing the game on the TV and he'd be playing his Game Boy. And it went like this. And I was like, nah, this doesn't feel the same.
And then you were like, so we got to take it. We're older now. We got to step up the level.
That's what I thought was a cuddle. So I counted as a cuddle.
So that's why you're having awful cuddles with women. You're fucking coming to the crib, just putting your feet up on their asses.
Yeah, just use them as a footrest.
I'll figure it out.
Can I also throw out this concept? That's not how it went down. LeMaire self-edited in the middle.
Yeah.
Because LeMaire's super autistic and doesn't realize what's weird. And then he reads the room and he fucking self-corrects that story.
Yeah. I knew that's what happened. I was like, yeah, this one might be too much.
I would never self-correct, dude. I'm very honest and vulnerable all the time.
Call Jabri. Call Jabri. And then we go, how did you guys cuddle 5 years ago?
I don't know if he'll remember, dude.
He's been living lately. Yeah.
Dude. He's been living and he needs to be stopped.
Why? What's he been doing?
He's a menace, dude. He's out in these streets.
He's out there trying to make AIDS a problem again. That's what he's trying to do. I'll give him props though. When he was on, didn't he explain being like bisexual in the straightest way possible?
Well, it's just like holes.
Like holes a fucking hole, dude.
This whole time.
Except a guy's asshole probably is like hairy and And
I don't know. I
think unless it's like you know if you if it's your thing, you'll tidy up.
That's yeah, true. That's right? true. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
You know, just get him on here next.
Get Jabril here just to talk about.
He's
ass.
Fucking, he's trying to tell me more gross stuff, and I was like, dude.
No. Are we going to do a new D? We're going to do a new D&D soon anyway.
New D&D's coming up. Pretty hype.
I'm hyped.
Can we finish?
Is Santa dead? Can we move on from Santa?
It's him. He's telling the story.
Okay. All right.
You know, maybe if we just went along and didn't have so much fucking subplot.
Okay, here's the thing. All I know how to do is win. And I do it in my own way. And if that is derailing the story constantly, that's how I'm going to win.
Yeah, the last D&D, we did like 2 hours, and I think we got through like one segment.
We got through a portal and like yelled at people. And then like I was talking to Lamar about it while the drive home, and it's like, dude, we should have done so much more.
We could have done so much more. Yeah.
I don't know. Ever since the first game where I just fucking pick the ending on my first move.
Yeah.
You can't tell me shit.
Yeah.
In D&D. I go in with too much confidence.
You're like, I know the bad guy is. I'm going to come him to death.
I know what's happening. Oh, that guy over there, come on him. Oh, did I win? I thought I won.
Have you ever played D&D or anything like that, Tyler?
No, never.
What is it? You don't got no nerd in you, really, besides like movie nerd.
I played video games for a while. I played a lot of Halo.
His only shirts are movie shirts. You just said he doesn't have nerd in him? No one's entire wardrobe is movie posters.
Yeah, you're right.
He's so hyper-specific.
Yeah. I did go accept movies, but like, yeah, the Tyler.
You gotta go on a car ride with Tyler and have him play you like his top hits.
Like musically?
Oh, dude, he'll
I'll hate it.
He'll hit you with some obvious ones, and then he'll hit you with like
John Williams.
No way. Yeah. No, what was the shit you were in? You're into like power pop?
Oh no, I hit Andy with hyper pop.
Hyper pop?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play like 10 seconds of a track on the page.
Okay.
Because they'll take it down if we do too much, right?
Yeah, hyper pop is like all music made by 19-year-old trans teens. Mm. Mm. Is that an after?
So it must be retarded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. It is retarded.
I said. Good. That was hateful. What I said. It was hateful. Trans teams can be artists.
No, you're gonna hear. You go. Yeah. This is retarded.
Yeah, I know.
Trans teams can be artists. Wrong wink.
Hey, you gotta have a creative brain to do the stuff they do.
Yeah, true. I can't even imagine myself without a dick.
I do every night. That's how I go to sleep.
Yeah, me too. I tuck
it. Oh, Nate with nothing on the front. You don't even have a pussy. You're just flat.
Yeah, like a Ken doll.
Yeah, so you can only take it with your butt.
Do you give him tits?
He already has tits.
Yeah, I stopped denying it. I was denying that I was. They were. You guys were trying to be my friend. Let me know I was fat a long time ago. Oh,
that's a nice way to spin it.
We've been telling him he's fat for a while.
Yeah, you guys weren't just being mean.
We've been doing. Oh yes, it's been out of friendship.
Yeah, they've just been letting you know.
Yeah. It wasn't to hurt me and bring me down. What?
We would never do that.
It wasn't because you set yourself up to be an emotional Fort Knox, and we finally found the hole and exploited it for backlog resentment.
It's like Star Wars. Y'all were just fucking dropping like that one laser into my little.
We were shooting lasers that curve somehow.
Yeah, into your womp hole.
Now they're just looking at it for you. They know you don't want this life, Nate.
I don't. I don't. I'm not built for it.
Dude, you're not built for this life. It's kind of hard to be like this.
Yeah, you can't live this life that we live.
Yeah, it's hard to be strong and sturdy.
Yeah, I mean,
no, that's me, not you.
I'm strong and sturdy.
I'm strong and sturdy. I carry in all the groceries in one trip.
You're strong and sturdy
every time.
I'm running into all of you guys.
You're what?
Plant your feet and I'm running.
Three-point stance.
Yeah, wait. You said all of us. All of us.
One after the other.
No, all three of us.
Show me how
sturdy you are. No, this is rugby.
Show me how sturdy you are.
Whoa, I think I can eat it. I think I can eat it. Dude, Andy's no, Tyler, you go first.
Dude. What?
You go first, Tyler.
Am I like barrel rolling? Are we shoving each other?
No, I don't know. Not in
what are we doing?
The room's so small.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Sit down. You guys got to break everything.
You want to break the equipment.
Yeah, we're never going to be on a podcast again.
We have to hope no one goes away from the Patreon with no content for like 6 months to get back in business.
Be like, it's gonna be phone audio for a while.
We'd have to blog. We'd have to blog on the Patreon to keep so it doesn't look like we abandoned it.
We'd have to leave audio posts for each other on the Patreon. It's like, yo, Andy, you're still kind of gay.
Yeah, it was just about to be Godzilla vs. Kong.
Good movie. Yeah, good movie. Did you like it?
Yeah, it's a fun movie. All right,
cool. Godzilla's Kong, fun time.
Yeah, it felt like it was written by a retarded child. I had a great time.
Yeah. Wait, it was a tie, audience. Right? No, Godzilla won. Godzilla won.
No,
right?
King Kong won. He was a good guy, I thought.
Yeah, but I think Godzilla still won.
Oh, wait, I didn't see that. I saw Kong Island.
Well, then they kind of just team up.
Yeah, they kind of
Kong
team
Island.
Up.
I didn't see Godzilla versus Kong. I saw Kong Island.
Which one?
Skull Island.
That might be the one. Yeah. Does Skull Island have Godzilla in it also?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's probably like, at the end, they like hinted at Godzilla.
Yeah. Okay. That is one of the funniest scenes ever because it's like this one dude does like a whole fucking dramatic thing. Like, he's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself to save the day. And he's got like a bomb that he's like doing to like blow himself up when the guy gets him. And then the big bad guy just hits him with his tail.
He just slaps against the side of a mountain and explodes.
And they're like, and like his whole crew was like, ha, that was for nothing. Shit.
Can you imagine flying through the air holding the bombs? Like, I should let these go.
Kill all your boys and you get smacked into a mountain.
Yeah, I never thought about that. He held on to the bombs for.
I mean, when that tail hit him, he went fast.
It's crazy he held on to him with the force of that tail.
Dude, we got to do a movie rewatch pod.
Of what? Oh, just any movie?
Well,
that would be fun.
We got to hurry up and get Andy on The Last of Us.
Yeah. Did you watch it yet? You're supposed to help me write for this fucking roast.
I'll help you, dude.
You help me? Yeah, I'm supposed to do
it. When is it? Wednesday?
Not this Wednesday, next but Wednesday? It's the first. Whatever day is the first.
What roast are you on?
Spit roast.
Ooh.
Spit roast. I'm supposed to roast The Last of Us, which is going to be tough because it's perfect.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
How do you roast perfection?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. I guess you just talk about how that girl's weird looking.
Ellie?
Yeah.
I love her. Not
show
like
show respect.
Yeah, that's Ellie.
Come on, dude. I love her in like a Leonardo DiCaprio.
I've only watched one episode. She's got a weird looking face.
Tyler, I'll put it into context. Last of Us is Nate's Magic Mike.
It is. Yeah. She does look weird, but I also think they're like, she looks weird because they're making her look younger than she is on purpose. I think so when they do season two,
she's like
she can just be normal. She's
they're making
like
her look
19.
Older in the game, in the show. Older in the show.
What do you mean?
She's older in the show than she is in the game.
No, she was 14 in the game.
Yeah, in the show, I think she's like 19.
No, she's going to be 19 next season. Because that's how...
Yeah. They're aging her down. Oh, after...
That's what I'm saying. They have her young now, and I think they're making her look young so they can just do...
I think she's
older. They're aging down the actress in the show?
I think she's older. Not like...
Well, are you doing that because it's like, obviously, that's what they always do?
No, I'm saying, like, are they doing, like, special effects on her face, you're saying?
No. No.
That's the real question, and you got defensive?
I thought it was like, oh, the show is aging down their actress.
Be like, oh, Tyler, are you saying that because you're trying to motherfuck me? Is that what just happened? Because I am on the defense.
Nate, I think she's older than she was in the game.
She's 14 or 15 in the game.
Yeah. I think she's older than she was in the game.
In the show?
Yeah.
Nah, she's 14 or 15. Like, they're going to have the same thing. The only person who so far who I seem to think was, like, definite, Joel, I think is... No, he's the same age. He's in his 50s. He was in his 50s in the first one. And but the kid from the last episode was younger than he is. But she's supposed to be. I looked into all of that. Like, I'm all up in all.
You know what? It doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, yeah, that's not what I was talking about at all. I was just being mean and saying the actress had a weird face.
Yeah, she's like a dude trying to argue to the cops, being like, what's 16 anyway?
You see them titties, though? Them titties is 24.
Fuck. I do want to ask y'all about this because I've been, you know, I'm a big alien guy.
Oh yeah,
well, why you make that face?
I don't even know what happened. I'm just
they shot down.
They're just covering up that train, dude. The train's the real story.
The train?
Yeah, with the there's been two train derailments this week.
Yeah,
something's going
on. There was a big one in Ohio.
In Ohio,
and it's going to acid rain,
bro. It's crazy.
Oh, I did hear. Like it's like.
Here's the thing I'm trying to figure out.
So, they spilled the chemical or some shit, right?
They had to safely release it into the air,
but so they get a controlled burn.
Yeah,
but because after the controlled burn, the way the chemicals are reacting with the heat, it's like going into the atmosphere. It attaches itself to like water particles.
Yeah.
So now it's like raining. It was like making acid rain. And then a bunch of it got into like the, what was it, the Mississippi River?
Yeah.
I just saw that there's a movie about like that exact thing happening with the Adam Driver.
They just came out with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I watched a trailer for the movie today because I saw a bunch of people tweeting about that.
Yeah,
it's so similar.
Yeah, and like that's exactly what happens in
Ohio.
The movie. Oh, I forgot because I saw the movie before that shit happened. But like,
it's the movie's based in Ohio.
Huh.
It's fucking weird, dude.
And then the company tried to offer the whole town like $25,000 to fix it.
Oh yeah, and
each person.
No. $25,000. It averaged out to $5 a person. It's crazy. I think they did that just to be like, yo, watch what we do to these poor motherfuckers. they're just at their lizard meetings to be like, yo, and then we offered them $25,000.
So you don't think they're shooting down nothing out the sky? You think they're just like, because they haven't shown anything. The UFO stuff.
They're
like, we're shooting down UAPs, but we're not showing.
They're Chinese space balloons.
Well, no, they said the definite one was a Chinese space balloon.
China's already admitted. They're like, yo, everybody's acting crazy about these balloons. I saw that.
But I did see that too. But China, I think China had a weird thing over where they are too.
No, China has
unless they had their own balloons.
They have the satellites where they can like choose. They did a basically like a fake Aurora Borealis satellites over like Colorado.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see they were like, look what we did over your fucking country, the kids.
Yeah.
But
I hate this shit, dude.
China's ahead on space, I think, too.
Bro, all that shit.
They might have they have better technology because they have less ethics.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're willing to do more for the result.
Yeah, but
they also have a bunch of like old people.
Isn't their country gonna crumble in like 10 years?
That's what YouTube.
That's what the guy on Rogan said.
That's what YouTube is trying to make you believe, so you don't freak out.
Well, no. There are some really good arguments for the fact that like their economy is like like a house of cards. Like you, I think we talked about before all those fucking ghost cities where they just build because like there's some people think
the houses.
Some people think that if you just build a bunch of shit, they'll be like, oh, that'll stimulate the economy. And it's like, no, you need to build shit for people who want the shit. You can't just build it.
I can see China being like, all right, well, we either get money from winning a war or we don't have a country anymore. And they'll just, you know,
like if their shit's going to collapse.
Yeah.
It might be hard, though, because it's like you can't do a war without money.
And also there's nobody next.
Yeah.
They don't have any next guys.
What do you mean?
Like there's no next China leader.
Like a guy to run China?
Yeah, there's no like next leader. Like the guy who's the leader now is the leader until like
Zhou Yongping or whatever his name is.
Xi Jinping. And then they're going to change the whole.
Gigi?
Gigi, yeah.
He's got a black ass name.
Yeah.
Gigi? A French Gigi, black.
Xi Jinping. It's like XI. And then like they're going to like. Yeah. China's fucking crazy. Because if no matter what happens, they're going to like. I don't think they can survive. Because it's like not a good place to live. Like generally. Because, like,
Hong Kong seemed like it used to be a shit.
China?
Yeah. Cause
isn't China, like, fine?
Yeah, I think China is.
As long as you're okay with, like,
as long as you've got good social credit.
No.
Isn't it, like, if you're okay with moderate, like, authoritarianism, it's fine?
But the only thing they make is rice, dude. Like, they only make rice. Like, that's the only thing they, like, sell. You know what I mean?
It's a hilariously racist only export.
Don't we get everything from them?
No, they export the things we send there to make. So like they can only make what we send there.
The only thing they make for themselves
is rice.
Bamboo.
That's in the trees. That's just like that's just for the pandas.
Incel pandas.
Yeah, incel pandas don't exist. They've been exterminated.
I saw a great video. Oh no, this is
in a zoo. It was a zoo panda too. I bet.
He's died. They died. He's not even a real bear.
China has no biodiversity either. So if they get like one disease or something, it'll fuck them up forever.
Aren't they still going through COVID?
Yeah, because
but
yeah.
Isn't that like a choice?
Yeah. Biodiversity.
No,
the lack of biodiversity.
The fact that they're still doing COVID because they're trying to have 0% COVID.
I don't know.
So they're being hella extra about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just knew they were like still freaking out about COVID.
That sounds like a lib twist, dude.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
a lib twist?
That sounds like a lib twist.
Oh, a libertarian twist.
No, that's what I'm saying is they're freaking out about COVID because they're trying to have their policy. I think they lightened up on it recently, but for a while their policy was like zero COVID.
Yeah.
Which is next to impossible to do. So that's why they were wilding out too hard.
It's just a cold. It's just a goddamn cold.
I've still never had it.
Me either.
But I've also never been tested either, so.
Yeah. You've just gotten sick and been like, this isn't COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. Like Lemaire, too. Lemaire was just sick.
I get tested.
Didn't test it.
I test
it.
I got kids at home.
Did you really test it?
Yeah, twice.
I feel like you've got such a, this is just me, now I'm projecting.
Yeah.
I am projecting. But I do feel like if you got COVID, you'd be like, you just like. Throw that in the trash. Like, I'm gonna stay home. I'm gonna stay home. But this is going in the trash.
No. And I'm he not. Would have, yeah, he would have about a 4 Mississippi where he like thought about it. And then he would tell himself, he'd be like, they're not always right.
Dude, I would love a week off. Come on.
Now, there was one. There
still
was
a week off?
There was one day I was at work and I got a phone call. From a comic who was on a show with me the day before, and they were the host, so they touched the mic the most.
Yeah,
and then I was at work, and he called me. He's like, "Hey, just tested positive. Just wanted to let you know." And I'm like, "All right, thanks, man." Just hung up. My boss looked at me, goes, "Is that an important call?" I go, "No."